Next patient is Pamela Clanton. The last name is C-L-A-N-T-O-N. First name, P-A-M-E-L-A. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 60-year-old white female that we follow in this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The most likely situation is that this CKD is associated to diabetes mellitus. The patient has diabetic retinopathy. She just had the cataracts removed, and she has improved her vision, but not to the point that she's happy about it. Patient has a history of a proteinuria that has remained around 632 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is similar to the prior determination. The patient continues to take Farxiga, and most importantly, the patient has lost a significant amount of body weight. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient says that she has been on steroids. She had COVID and she was given steroids, and the hemoglobin A1C was elevated. The hemoglobin A1C this time is 9.3%. But the patient has lost 21 pounds of body weight. The kidney function has improved. The estimated eGFR went up to 29 mLs per minute, which is significant. She has to continue making the effort of controlling the blood sugar and making possible to maintain this body weight the same or less. Following number arterial hypertension, today we have a blood pressure that is elevated in the office, 144 over 90. The patient says that she has better determinations at home. Following number hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, she is supposed to continue to the same medications. Following number, the patient had the same level of cortisol that we had in the prior determination. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has changed the BMI from 32 to 27, which is commendable. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with the laboratory workup. We invested 7 minute review in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.